All right, Joseph, so you started the Israeli-Palestinian Confederation?
Well, what we are proposing, or what I'm proposing, is the creation of a third government that would be for the people of Israel and Palestine together.
Yeah.
And the reason I think that would be a good way of resolving the conflict is because the Israelis and the Palestinians, they actually live together.
Yeah.
And the Israelis, they have their government, and the Palestinians have their government. But since they live together, it makes a lot of sense that they will have one government for both of them.
Yes.
So what I think is that there is a formula that could accommodate both sides, that could have a vision for peace, and it would not conflict with the interest of the Israelis or the Palestinians for security, for self-identification or self-identity. There is a formula, and the formula is called Israeli-Palestinian Confederation. And what I am proposing is the creation of a third government. Mm-hmm. So the way it will work is that you take the whole area of Israel, the West Bank and Gaza,
yeah,
and you divide it into 300 parliament districts. And each district, so we will have like a general election, and in the election we will elect parliament members. Some will be Palestinians, some will be Israelis.
Yeah.
We will have a president and vice president. Whoever gets the most vote will be president, and whoever gets the second amount of vote of the other nationality will be vice president, and they will rotate after 2 years.
Yeah.
So the idea is that the parliament will pass legislation that would not conflict with the interest of the Palestinians or the interest of the Israelis. And there are lots of areas. We've actually done a lot of mock simulations.
So how can you make sure that they won't overpower the individual governments?
The way you make sure is, first of all, you create a constitution which requires, and we have that constitution, by the way, which requires that 55% of the Israeli parliament members and 55% of the Palestinian parliament member will vote yes on the legislation. And in addition, you say once the legislation passes the Israeli-Palestinian Confederation parliament, you go to the Israeli government. You go to the Israeli Knesset, which is the parliament. You go to the Palestinian government, and you go to their parliament, and you say, here, we pass legislation, but we give you a veto power over the legislation, absolute veto power. And if you veto the legislation, it's not going to pass. So this way, you make sure that no legislation will be able to contradict the interest of the Israelis or the Palestinians, that it would be strictly for the purpose of peace and for the purpose of securing the economic interest of both sides. It would really elevate both sides.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
What do you think?
I mean, it sounds pretty strong. I think it would take a lot to make that happen, but I don't see the, I mean, I don't see the downside. I just think, you know, it's hard to see what things actually happen in real life, but it sounds like a great plan.
Well, you said it's going to take a lot to make it happen. Actually, relatively speaking, it's not a lot.
Yeah.
Because the election, you know, the election itself, you can do over the internet. Uh-huh. You can have people vote, register to vote using computers, using their phone, using their fingerprints, using there is a lot of technology out there.
Yeah.
And so, creating the election is not relatively, it's not a big deal. The difficulty we're having is to get people to know about it. And I'm hoping that through this podcast and other means, people will learn more about it. And
yeah.
Because I don't think that there is a reasonable, if you are a person that want peace,
yeah,
and if you are a person that support democracy,
yeah,
you don't really, there is no logical explanation why you would be against this. Mm. You know, so for the life of me, I don't understand why we are stuck with a peace plan that has to do with land.
Yeah.
You know, peace plan has to be about a constitution, about democracy, and mostly about people.
Yeah.
Not about land, not about border. And the area, it's about 14 million people. 14 million people. It's huge. Relatively speaking, it's very big, but it's been chopped up into areas unnecessarily, and yeah. It's a beautiful area.
Right.
So hopefully we'll have another talk about other issues, like what kind of legislation would the Israelis and the Palestinians not be able to veto? Because that's really the next issue is, well, Joseph, can you give me an example of legislation that neither the Israeli nor the Palestinian government and their parliament can veto? And the answer is yes, I can give you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'll just give you one. What if the Confederation, the parliament, says passes legislation that requires both sides to teach tolerance?
Yeah.
Because right now, both the Israelis and the Palestinians are, if you ask their leader, why is there no peace? They'll say, oh, because the other side teaches their children to hate us.
Right.
Well, then if we pass legislation that requires both sides to teach tolerance,
uh-huh,
and the history,
yeah,
then neither side would be able to veto it.
Yeah.
Because both sides said, oh, we both, you know, the Prime Minister of Israel and the Parliament and, the politicians on both sides say, we want peace and we will turn every rock for peace. And
yeah.
And here we are proposing legislation to teach tolerance.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't used to teach tolerance in the U.S. and then they started to.
Uh-huh, yeah, so... I mean, you need to teach tolerance and
yeah,
you know, but there are other many, many legislation. In fact, you know, we had a mock Israeli-Palestinian confederation.
Yeah.
And we did a simulation several years ago on Facebook, and we had Israeli parliament members, Palestinian parliament members, we had Israeli prime minister, Palestinian president, Hamas member, etc., etc. And
yeah,
is there a way to pause this? Or
yeah. Okay, so we're back from that interruption, but that sounds very interesting. I think it sounds like a great idea. You know, what comes to mind is like, it seems like people, like, you know, I grew up with this Israeli like household. It seems that people are willing to compromise on most things except the main thing, like that Israel is a Jewish state.
Well,
it's like, and like that.
Yeah, the thing is, the formula that that I'm proposing does not take away anything from the Israelis or the Palestinians.
Yeah.
It says you could continue to have your government, your parliament, your army, all the institutions.
Yeah.
And the same thing for the Palestinians.
Yeah.
It's just that we will create a third independent and separate government for the people of Israel and Palestine together.
Uh-huh.
For the purpose of making peace.
Yeah.
And the real question is does peace contradict the concept of a Jewish state?
It seems like it may.
Well, I don't think so. I think I don't know. I think that you could have Jewish values. I mean, if Jewish values is about being constantly at war, we have a problem.
Yeah. Right.
So.
It's like, it's worth thinking about.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously.
Absolutely. I mean, the idea of a confederation really puts that notion of what does it mean, a Jewish state? What does it mean, a Palestinian state?
Yeah.
Because the Palestinians are, in my opinion, they are a mirror image of Israel. They also have their issues, their concerns, their issues of security.
Yeah, they're more similar than they think.
They're very similar.
Yeah.
They're both born from trauma.
Yeah.
Both the Israelis and the Palestinians. So, but I think that there is no question that peace is above everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There is no argument about it. So, you know, I hope that we meet again and
let's do it.
And you'll ask me some more questions.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they say the devil is in the detail.
Uh-huh.
And I think that the details actually make it a lot more attractive.
Yeah.
You know, the deeper we get into it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll think about it. You know, we should do some more podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Take care.